Good morning. This is the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories, fast. Let's get you to work.
We've got a dental DSO expanding, a fitness franchisor in trouble, and a McLaren dealership changing hands. Quick hits, here we go.
First up, Park Dental Partners.
NASDAQ-listed Dental Group buying a 12-location Fayetteville network for up to $46 million, fourth state for them.
And the doctors keep clinical control, right? The five owners stay in charge of patient care.
Exactly. Park just handles admin and management. So what? That's the playbook DSOs are using to win over sellers who are scared of losing autonomy.
Noted. Next, Exponential Fitness. And it's rough.
Club Pilates parent cut guidance, posted a net loss, shares dropped over 12%. Same-store sales down almost 7% across the portfolio.
And they're still sitting on that possible sale, staying quiet about it.
Right. Jeffries is running the review. So what? Club Pilates franchisees should watch closely. A breakup could mean new ownership or a different royalty deal entirely.
Okay, story three. And this one's fun. ZT Automotive.
Houston Dealer Group just bought McLaren and Rolls-Royce stores in Charlotte. First time in ultra-luxury for them.
That tier almost never trades hands. Koenigsegg has 13 dealers in the whole country.
So what? Scale in mainstream franchises is now a real ticket into segments that used to be closed off completely.
Love that. Story 4. Woodhouse Spa.
Largest day spa franchise in the country is adding med spa treatments across all 90-plus locations. No new real estate needed.
Smart. They're layering it onto existing hydrofacial and microdermabrasion menus, plus a new membership program for recurring visits.
So what? Higher margin revenue on the same footprint. That's the model other beauty and wellness operators should be watching.
Last one. Keller Williams.
San Antonio's Marty Realty Group joined the network, and it's bringing two proprietary tech tools built for new construction buyers.
New Home Buddy and New Move. KW gets to license those system-wide instead of building similar tools themselves.
So what? Real test is adoption, whether agents outside Texas actually use tools built for one metro.
That's the brief. Biggest one to watch, Exponential's sale decision.
Agreed. Read the full stories at RevScale Media and get tomorrow's recap straight to your inbox.
We'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great day.